For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And this is one of my favorite segments we do on the show. It's with Hop City. And with Craig Torres, he's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, if I have never told you that.
You're so kind.
Well, you know, don't let your head get big, but anyway. And he's brought in a guest, Celine Bufkin.
Celine Bufkin, yeah.
Bufkin.
From Ferrara Carana Wines. We're super thrilled to have her.
And only if my family could have a winery.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. You know, it would be one of those things that we would, you know, go in the red very quickly, I think. We wouldn't drink up our profits.
It would be one for you and one for the public. I get that.
That's right. But before we get into this, I have to tell you that next week, Thursday and Friday, are two special days here on WSB. We're doing our Carathon, 36 straight hours of broadcasting at Children's Health Care of Atlanta. And that's where we broadcast actually on the floor where kids are getting bone marrow transplants and infusions. And they're walking around with what we call their little Christmas trees of their bags where they have their IVs, and we get close to the kids, and you get close to the kids because we interview them and you get to meet them, and we're raising money for Children's Health Care of Atlanta, and every year we come to you and we ask you to open your hearts and your pockets, and you always come through for us. And we're going to ask you to do the same on Thursday and Friday. And it's like ABBA is getting back together. Neil Bortz and I are going to do the show on Thursday and Friday again. So I can't wait, because my time with him is so precious. And we're going to do the show Thursday and Friday. I'll get the exact times to you before the show is over and let you know what times to tune in, because, you know, Neil has been off the air so long that once he gets back behind the microphone, it's like Neil Unleashed. I'm like pulling him back going, you can't say that.
What an amazing cause. And boy, we miss Neil, don't we? It'd be great to have him back on the air.
And it's such a wonderful cause. And the money is, the cure rate for cancer since we've started doing this Carathon over 20 years has gone through the roof.
Well, I guess I'm not going to get any work done next week. I'll be glued to my radio.
You will be glued to your radio, because the packages that are pre-produced, that talk to the kids, and the interviews that we do right there are so compelling. And I just get, it's one of the things that I look forward to every year. I get so close to these kids, and some come back year after year that we get to talk to, and I get to see their progress. And it's such a happy place. Believe it or not, it really is, and the kids look forward to coming to their treatments because the faculty make it such a happy place to be. But tune in Thursday and Friday for our Carathon. It does so much good for the community and for those kids, and they need your help so much. Okay, so we need you to listen, because we're going to help you with your beer and wine selections, and that's what we're here for today. And so we need to start setting up the phone lines. We do wine typing this hour, and that is where you call up and you tell Craig and Celine how you take your coffee or tea. I mean, you say, hey, I just like my coffee black, or I take my coffee with a little cream, a little dash of cinnamon, or a little honey. And then Craig and Celine are going to go, well, what you need, you like a little a little bite at the finish, or you like this. And they don't just say you like a Merlot. They're going to pick out the exact bottle of wine for you. And the years and years that Craig and I have done this, he's been spot on every single time. So jump on the lines and let's start getting that loaded for him at 404-872-0750. Don't go to your supermarket or your beer and wine store and keep buying the same bottle of wine day after day after day. And branch out and get out of your comfort zone.
The world's a big place, and that comes for not just the geography of the planet, but your palate too. What are you drinking? What should you be drinking? Let's break outside of that box.
So 404-872-0750. We can find that perfect bottle of wine for you. It's sitting out there on the shelf, just waiting for you to pick it up. 404-872-0750. But before we take those calls, there's a lot going on in the beer world, so we're going to do the state of the state of beer.
Yes, thank you. So I'm really excited. As you know, I'm a beer fanatic, and Hop City's been open almost a decade now here in the Atlanta area, and my enthusiasm is bigger than it's ever been. I think Georgia breweries have really come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
Do you realize that we have 69 breweries in the state of Georgia right now?
And I feel like 20 of them are located within 10 miles of my house.
I think they're all here to get you in trouble, yes.
Yes, I think they are.
But the fun part is there's another 40 breweries in planning. We're going to have nearly 108 breweries within the next 12 months, and that's really hard to believe. So yeah. Per capita, we are actually one of the fastest growing areas for new breweries in the entire country.
I love it.
So now that said, the entire San Diego County still has 136 breweries. So we have a lot of catching up to do, but we're making big strides in that direction. So there's a couple places I really want you to check out if you have not done so already. If you're a little bit north of town, Variant Brewing, they've been open about 6 months now in downtown Roswell, and they're doing a great job. I've been really impressed with the beers they produced, so check them out. This is obviously almost a year old now, but if you haven't been over on the west side, you need to go over to Monday Night Garage. You know, Monday Night Brewing is one of our old friends.
Yeah.
And I know you've been to the brewery there.
Yes.
So the West End location, which is where Lee and White Street meet, it's mm-hmm. right by the MARTA station there. It's now the home of all of their sour beer production and barrel aged production. But it's just a gorgeous place to enjoy the beer. It looks over the Beltline on the west mm-hmm. side. It's a great place to start or end a bike ride or a jog with a glass of beer or one or two, you know. I won't judge you.
No.
So they've been producing some really fun things. Beyond the Clouds is one of their new tart sort of Brett IPAs. That's really, really good. I urge you to try that. It's on tap there right now. And then, again, not new news here, but New Realm Brewing on the East Side Beltline, it remains one of my favorite places to enjoy a beer. If not because the beer's amazing, Mitch Steele is one of my favorite brewers in the entire country, but you may hate beer, just go there anyway, because you can enjoy the view on the third deck that looks out over the entire city. Maybe the best view of downtown Atlanta.
Oh, wow. Where is it exactly?
Exactly. I don't know the street address, but it's about a block south of Pont City Market, right on the Beltline.
Okay.
Can't miss it. I would just park really anywhere on the Beltline. Again, take a short walk on the Beltline right over to New Realm. They have a front patio that's literally spills right out onto the Beltline.
Okay, perfect.
Obviously, the hot new category, it's really been hot for about a year now, but it's that New England style IPA.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing every brewery now makes one literally officially. A Pontoon just came out with one, so it's official. Everybody has one. not to pick on Pontoon. They also have a tap room that's super fun. But that category is really, it's caught on fire. It's IPAs are now 28% of the entire country's beer consumption. Can you believe that? I can't. I mean, I remember when it was single digits, but that New England style IPA has really eaten up a good third of that.
What makes it a New England style?
So the New England style tends to be really juice forward, fruit forward, and it's characterized by a strong haze content. So it looks almost like it's like an orange Julius or some sort of fruit juice in a glass. So there's a lot of suspended particulate matter. It's supposed to be yeast. Some people use oat flakes to get to that. Some people use a dose of lactose, sort of milk sugar. to achieve that haziness.
Okay.
But however you get there, it's sort of a hazy, really hazy, opaque looking juice forward IPA. And some good categories, some good examples of that. I know you like Scofflaw Brewing, right? Where you live. So their Pog Basement might be a good example of that. It's a juice-infused IPA. The Han Brolo from Monday Night would be a great example of that. So those are some that you might want to check out. And, of course, Tropicalia from Creature Comforts up in Athens. Not technically a New England-style IPA, but certainly drinks like one.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah. So that's kind of what's going on in Georgia beer.
All right. Now, do we have any breweries in the Atlanta area that are scheduled to open in the second half of the year?
So I always hesitate to talk about that just because the thing about breweries, there's a whole ton of licensing that has to go on, not just at the state level, but at the federal level. So I talk to a lot of brewery owners that say, oh, yeah, we'll be opening in 2 weeks. And it's
and they wish.
Yeah, exactly. So
Okay, we'll hit you up the next visit.
That said, I think of all the breweries I'm planning, the one I'm most excited about is Banyan Roots. It's going to be a brew pub over in that same West End development as Monday Night Brewing at the Garage. So that's one I'm super excited about. It's food and beer and nothing but a good time.
Sounds great.
The one last thing I wanted to mention, though, is the Georgia Brewers Guild is holding their... we used to have a beer week here in Atlanta. Didn't always go well. We're going to try it again. It's now going to be August 18th through 25th, and every brewery in Georgia will be doing fun, cool beers, including a couple collaborations we're doing with Orpheus Brewing.
Oh, I'm glad they're ending it on my birthday as a celebration.
And of course. Well, that's why we picked that, Belinda, honestly.
I thought they did, August 25th. I'm glad they did that. Thank you, guys. Okay, it's 18 after 2 o'clock. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to do wine typing at 404-872-0750. Jump on the lines. We can find that perfect bottle of wine for you. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Thank you, Scott. And Scott is a wine connoisseur, so he would love to be here right now. We'll save him a glass. You are listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. It's 24 minutes after 2 o'clock, and we are taking your calls, 404-872-0750. We're speaking with Hop City, Craig Torres, the owner, and he's brought in a friend of his, Celine Bufkin. And she is with the family vineyard of Ferrari Carano.
Carano. Ferrari Carano in Sonoma.
In Sonoma. It's a family vineyard. And we're taking your calls. And we're going to go to the phone lines and speak with Kim in Woodstock. Kim, you're on WSB, and we are going to wine type you.
Perfect.
Okay. Kim, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. How about you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm drinking wine, so could be a lot worse.
It's all good.
So, Kim, tell me a little bit about what is your morning beverage of choice? Are you more of a coffee gal or a tea gal?
I start out with coffee, and by the time I get to work, I go with a green tea, an Earl Grey green.
Nice. Now, is green tea sort of what you would drink if caffeine was not a factor?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So I will say, typically speaking, your green tea lovers tend to be white wine fans. Is that true of you as well?
No.
Oh, interesting. Cool. And there are some really fun red grapes that tend to present with that lighter, easier. The key to, in my mind at least, to the green tea drinker is that you don't like anything too heavy. So red or white, you tend to go on the light side. Tell me a little bit about what you normally drink, and then maybe I can make a recommendation.
Usually they are the reds, but my husband and I tend to like the lighter reds, like the Pinot Noirs.
Nice.
Cabs in the winter, just because it's cold and they're a heavier, but usually it's like a Merlot or a Pinot Noir.
Nice. Well, Pinots are absolutely the right call for you, but I want to introduce you to your new best friend, and that's going to be the Gamay. Gamay is a nice, light red wine. We tend to associate it with France. And actually, I have a great one that I love that's under $16. There's a 2017 Domaine du Pable, Beaujolais. It's kind of a mouthful, but the key to that is there's a sort of a a guy who goes out and makes a, he makes a living of picking out wines from tiny little producers, Kermit Lynch. And so if you ever see Kermit Lynch on the side of a bottle, you can feel pretty good that you're buying a good wine. So this is a Kermit Lynch Gamay, and highly recommended. It's a super good. It's super light. It's 100% organic, which I always like. They use their native yeast. They don't, unlike other winemakers, they kind of just open up the tanks to the whatever comes their way, and you get a little bit of funkiness to it. Perfect for a green tea drinker, but $15.99 in the glass, highly recommended.
Thanks. And how would you spell that?
So domain would be D-O-M-A-I-N-E.
No, the Gamay.
Oh, Gamay is G-A-M-A-Y.
Perfect.
So G-A-M-A-Y. Okay. Any Gamay would work, but this Gamay would be perfect.
Perfect. Thank you so very much.
All right, Miss Kim, thank you for calling. You're listening to Atlanta Living. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Cheryl Castro, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Depend on it.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Melinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you this hour by Progressive Medical.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And sometimes when you find that perfect bottle of wine, it's just nirvana. And that's what we're here to do, is help you find that perfect bottle of wine. We're doing that with the help of Hop City and Craig Torres. And tell everybody where they can find you at Hop City and your other locations.
Absolutely. So Hop City, our original location, is over by your house, Belinda, over on the west side.
How convenient.
I know, right? So we're Marietta Street meets Howell Mill, right next to Five Seasons of Brew Pub, across from Octane Coffee. 1000 Marietta Street is our original location. You can also find us over at Croc Street Market, over in Inman Park, on the Beltline.
By my house.
Yes, by Celine's house, conveniently.
How convenient.
All my friends get a Hop City. That's the rule. And then there's, if you happen to be going to Birmingham, Alabama, there's a great one over there.
Not convenient.
Well, it depends on your day, but yes, over at Pepper Place in Birmingham, Alabama. And then we have a restaurant up in Alpharetta at Avalon called Barley Garden Kitchen and Craft Bar. I'll be up there later today working. So if you see a bald old guy taking care of your table, that's probably me.
Oh, we should go up there and hassle him. I need more salt. I need more water.
You would not be the only one. But no, we love it up there. We're having a great time. So those are the four places you can find us today. And then, of course, our next location opens by the end of the year over in West End, over at 1000 Lee Street.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah, so we're super excited about that.
You are just blossoming.
Yeah, it's about time.
I love to see it when good people do good, great things.
Oh, you're very kind. Now I'm blushing.
Oh, no, I can't tell. Okay. If you want to join us for wine typing and let us find that perfect wine for you by how you take your coffee or tea, and it's so much fun to do, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Quit drinking the same old bottle of wine that you go to the store and you pick up and you just drink it because you don't know what else to do. We can help you do that. Well, now we're going to talk to Celine Bufkin. She is a friend of ours on the show, and she is representing Ferrari Carano.
Very good.
Thank you so much. And I might say it is delicious.
Glad you
like
it. What
am I drinking right now?
You are having Siena. That is our red blend. It is an Italian-style red blend based on Sangiovese. So
this would be an everyday red for me.
It's an all year long grape. It's my I call it my year round red because it's still delicious in the summertime. It's not too heavy, very versatile. It goes with a lot of different food, and everybody seems to love it.
You know, I said that you must be very popular because I would invite you to everything at my house because I know that you would bring great wine.
I hope that's not why I get invited out, but you never know. I always do try to bring a couple of nice wines when I go places. In fact, I'm going to be doing that this evening as well. So, but this is one of my favorite ones to bring because everyone just loves it.
Well, tell us about your family vineyard.
So it's Ferrari Carano is a family-owned winery. It was started in 1981 by Don and Rhonda Carano in Sonoma County. And we have grown to 24 distinct vineyard sites across the region. So we own our own vineyards And so that's what goes into the wines, which that's not always the case. But we take very good care of those vineyards. We're certified sustainable across the board in all of our vineyards and in our wineries. So, and Sonoma County is such a great growing area because it's a little cooler than Napa. It's a little closer to the ocean. So we can grow a really nice variety of white wines, grapes, and red wine grapes. So our portfolio is actually fairly large, but it's a really nice place to work. They're a great family, and the wines are fantastic.
So I've been to Napa Valley and Sonoma, and I see roses planted at the ends of the rows of grapes. Is that just for being pretty, or does that serve a pesticide type thing? What is the purpose of the roses at the end of the rows?
It's both. But roses are affected by many of the same pests that grapevines are. So it's kind of like canary in a coal mine sort of thing. If you see certain things going on with the roses, then you know you might want to check your vines.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, well, they're so pretty and it's so picturesque.
But they are beautiful.
They are beautiful.
They grow fantastic out in California, like most everything else.
So what makes Ferrari Carano so different from other vineyards?
Well, we are fairly large by family-owned winery standards. I refer to us often as a large mom and pop because it really is a family. Everybody who works there is pretty much, you know, part of the family. But I think that the fact that, you know, we've been in the business for 36 years, which by Sonoma standards is a pretty long time, maybe not by world standards, but the fact that we have planted most of these vineyards, Don Carano and our vineyard manager planted most of these vineyards himself, and so that he could put the bright grapes in the right places, in the right elevations, in the right microclimates for
it's
the
science.
Best performance. Yeah, oh, it's all science, from the beginning to when it goes in the bottle. It's a lot of science and art. You can look at it both ways. It's a science and an art.
So I'm looking at Sienna here. You 90 points Wine Spectator.
Yes.
Not bad.
Not bad. We are very proud of that. And it's also our 25th anniversary bottling. So this has been a pretty special vintage for us.
What I like about it as a retailer is I can sell Sienna for under $20 a bottle. And
right.
The best part is everything in that bottle came from the estate, which, as Celine pointed out, is really, it's hard to find that in a smaller producer. We have a lot of great winemakers we work with, but a lot of them have to source their grapes elsewhere.
I was trying to say they have to source or import grapes from other vineyards.
Yes.
So
it's nice to have control of the process from the beginning to the end.
Right, you have so much control over what goes into the bottle.
Right,
yes.
And Celine alluded to sustainable, and can you elaborate on that a little bit, Celine?
Sure. We got our certification in 2015, and it covers, I could talk for an hour, so you don't want me to do that, but it covers everything from, you know, what sorts of, what we use in the vineyards, the cover crops that we plant, making sure that the waterways are salmon safe and fish friendly. It's, you know, hawk boxes and solar panels and water reclamation and conservation, recycling. It's everything from the vineyards to inside the winery and even into our tasting room.
Wow, it covers so much more than I realized.
It was a pretty intensive process, but we're very proud.
My favorite part of the sheep. So
Oh, yes. We have sheep and a herd of cattle that mow for us.
Really?
Yes.
So
first of all, we don't have to use tractors to mow, but also they fertilize on their way around. And the cattle actually graze not our vineyards, but our non-planted lands, and that's a fire protection as well.
Wow, is that part of the sustainability process?
Yes.
How many vineyards have garnered this sustainability?
You know, I'm not sure exactly how many have. Sonoma County has been trying to get all of its vineyards to be certified sustainable by 2020. I think originally it was 2018, but I think now it's going to be 2020. But we're just very proud that we got ours done ahead of time, and it was... You know, we were one of the leaders in the process.
Wow, that's impressive.
There are only a handful of American regions that have focused on the sustainability. Sonoma is really absolutely leading the way on that. You can go up to Willamette up into Oregon, mm-hmm. and you see a lot of that up there too. But Sonoma almost, I mean, I think they're well on their way to hitting that 2020 goal.
Yes.
Wow, congratulations.
Thanks.
Okay, do you guys want to go to the phone lines and play wine pairing?
Absolutely.
Okay, and folks, if you want to have that perfect bottle of wine paired for you, give us a call, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. All you have to do is tell us how you take your coffee or tea in the morning. Easy as that, and they will come up with the perfect bottle of wine for you, just like Paula in Woodstock has done. Paula, you're on WSB. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. So how do you take your coffee or tea?
I like my coffee with creamer. Usually I do the Italian sweet cream, and it's just a regular dark coffee. I like a lot of espressos and cappuccinos, too.
Nice. Paula, you ain't from around here, are you?
No, not originally. I'm originally from Long Island, New York.
Okay, cool. We won't hold that against you. I promise.
Please don't. I love it here. Georgia's been really good to me, so I'm happy.
Good. Yeah,
no worries. So what your choices tell me is that you actually like a fuller-bodied wine, which is exciting. And that could be a white or a red, but I suspect based on your espresso choices that you actually tend to lean towards the red side.
Always. I almost never drink white wine unless that's all I've got. I'll do a sangria, but...
Nice. Well, there are some whites you want to check out. Things like Brichetto or Moscato might actually make sense for you. And I would say, generally speaking, Italian ones actually work extremely well for you. Am I right?
That's so funny. My husband's Italian, and yes.
She would love Siena.
Yeah, the Siena that we're drinking now is actually
love it.
Yeah, it's a perfect fit. It's actually a heavier red. It has a little bit more body and oomph in the middle, but it finishes super smooth. Mm-hmm. Like I described it when we first poured it as velvet, and I'm going to stick to that. And now I guess Celine, as a guest, it makes sense. We can recommend for our Carano, but we actually serve it at Barley Garden. We love this wine. That would be a perfect choice. Outside of that, things like a claret might be a great choice as just a claret is a blend. So it's not actually a grape, but it would be a perfect choice for you as well.
I was going to say Merlot also. Merlot has sort of been maligned over the last 10 or 12 years, but it's an outstanding, very noble grape, and you can get a great value, just delicious big red wine for a lot less money than a lot of the other higher end Cabernets and blends, but there's a lot of good Merlot out there, and it's a good value.
I completely agree. I think Merlot is ever since Sideways, it's absolutely nosedived, but it's a phenomenal, a great grape.
I drink a lot of Merlot.
Nice.
Excellent.
You're on the right track. And then the last thing I might add, maybe a Petite Syrah as a fun, easy finishing choice that happens to be big, bold in the middle.
Petite Syrahs and Zins, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
A Zinfandel would be nice.
So it sounds like you're actually picking all the right stuff.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to try. You said the one I should try is the Siena.
Yes, it's a Ferrari Carano Siena. Siena,
what's
like
the first part of it?
I'm sorry?
Ferrari.
Okay.
Ferrari, like the car,
that?
As we say.
Oh, okay.
And then Carano, Carano, and then the wine is called Siena, Siena.
Like the city in Tuscany.
I'm very excited.
Cool. I hope you love it.
Yes. I hope so, too. My husband's actually building me a wine cellar, so
nice.
This is exciting.
All right, Miss Paula, thanks for your call.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, 49 minutes after 2 o'clock, we're going to take a break. When we come back, our final segment of Hop City, finding that perfect bottle of wine for you. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Gosh, this show goes so fast. I need another hour. You can write to Pete Spriggs, courtesy of WSB Radio. I need another hour. and we're speaking with the folks at Hop City, Craig Torres and Salim Bufkin of Ferrari Carano. And Craig has some things he needs to go over.
Well, sure. Let's talk about some of my favorite wines right now, or at least stylistically speaking. It's summertime. I don't know if you noticed the weather outside.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, it's hot. So who needs anything in the summer other than bubbles? So I love sparkling wines in the summer. So I'm drinking a lot of Prosecco.
Yes.
Brut Prosecco specifically, drier Prosecco. Boy, that's hard to say.
And that has less calories, doesn't it?
Maybe.
I know you don't care.
I don't
but
care.
I care.
I'll be
need
honest.
More calories.
That's one thing I don't actually pay any attention to. And then the other thing I really dig, I would say a Hop City, our top selling category right now, or at least our fastest growing category, are going to be Naturel wines, Pet Nats. And those are natural fermentation wines. And a lot of those come out a little bit carbonated, which again, perfect for the weather.
Excellent. And I hate that we're at the end of the show. Monica Perez is next, and I wish she were here in the studio with us so she could be partaking in these great sips that we've had from Hop City and Ferrari Carano. And thank you so much, Celine, for
Absolutely.
Bringing
Thanks
those in the
me.
Studio. And Craig, thanks for spending your Saturday with us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Sandy and Andy, thanks for joining us in the studio. Always a pleasure. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.